This is Radio Superior 1943, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1943. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1943. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the lakes, station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock Central Wartime, Thursday, November 18th, 1943. This is Jack McKenna advising you to hasten the homecoming and buy victory bonds. We've got an action-packed half hour for you, folks. In fact, we may have to go 31 minutes.
You can't go 31 minutes. If you do, you'll step on Tarzan.
Well, he may be king of the jungle, but I'm the guy who swings on the ropes around here.
And I thought that was our little secret.
Lou Martin has the war news, while Harriet Farrig has the big scoop about Captain Bong and the Superior State Homecoming Dance. Then cover your ears, kids. The PTA's on the warpath about teens kissing in theaters. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by People's Meat Market. Get a 50-pound bag of russet potatoes for just $1.39. And Arco Coffee, the best, just 31 cents a pound. Dial 5559 for People's Meat Market with daily deliveries. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. The Nazis continue their hold on Italy in spite of determined Allied attacks. The Reds lose ground to the Nazis in the east. Turkey may enter the war on the side of the Allies, and bombing raids blast Norway. Our world roundup begins with Don Whitehead with the Fifth Army in Italy.
Determined to hold the Allied offensive at the Garigliano River line, Nazi forces have concentrated their defensive positions along Allied Mark Park's Fifth Army line. This is seen as a desperate attempt to stop Allied forces, now just 80 miles south of Rome. The enemy's so-called winter line is a maze of foxholes, gun embankments, barbed wire entanglements, and pillboxes blasted out of the rocky hills around Monte Cassino. For the first time since Allied troops fought their way into Italian land at Salerno in early September, German forces have fallen back to fortified positions in these hills. It is cold and rugged here, and the American GI appears in for a long, hard winter in the Italian highlands. Bitter, bloody battles will have to be fought before the Hun can be removed and the Allies can once again attack. The weather favors the Nazis. Steady cold rain has swollen rivers, fog is their shroud, and wet, muddy slip trenches are the plight of the GI here. Reporting with the Fifth Army on the front lines, this is Don Whitehead, Associated Press, calling the Soviet Union. Come in, Eddie Gilmore.
This is Moscow, Eddie Gilmore reporting. The Reds admit to losing ground to Nazi forces in what has been a back-and-forth bloody battle for the Soviet Union. Both sides have had huge offensive followed by large setbacks since Hitler ordered the invasion of the Soviet Union more than 2 years ago. This battle is anything but decided. Stiff Nazi counterattacks and bad weather over difficult terrain has forced the Red Army to give up ground in the Ukraine since it began its counteroffensive 4 months ago. The withdrawal was executed yesterday west of Kiev, a city that has been captured and then liberated four times. This comes on the anniversary of the great counteroffensive at Stalingrad on November 18, 1942. The Soviet retreat seems to be tactical, however. Massive numbers of German tanks and infantry are trying to slice a bulge west of Kiev in an attempt to isolate and destroy Russian troops. To the north, the news is better. Red Army troops have recaptured the towns of Novodevichy and Chernobyl. In Moscow, this is Eddie Gilmore, calling William B. King in Turkey. Come in, Ankara.
This is Ankara, Turkey. Your correspondent, William B. King, reporting. Turkey may just be 3 months from open war with Germany. Marathon session of the Turkish parliament voted approval of the government's conduct, with President İsmet İnönü looking on until the wee hours of the morning. The Vote sanctioned a secret communique that was given to British Foreign Secretary Anthony Eden about unspecified aid to be provided by Turkey. Informed circles say this is a significant step that could have Turkey at war with Germany later this winter. Notice was given to German Ambassador Franz von Papen, who in turn relayed the news to Adolf Hitler and Foreign Minister Joachim von Ribbentrop. In Ankara, this is William B. King reporting.
Hitler's far northern war industry in Norway was blasted by American Liberator bombers today. The target is a power station in Rjukan and a mining operation in Kjøsund. They're all north of Oslo. Allied Command in London also reports raids for the third night of the past week on Berlin by mosquito bombers. People's Meat Market News time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has this message from our sponsor.
Indeed, Lou, we have some great People's Meat Market specials today. You've already heard about the Washington russet potatoes at $1.39 for a 50-pound bag, so I won't have to say that again. But I just did. Lutefisk a pound, no points now. These are no points. Lutefisk a pound, 20 cents. Pickled pig's feet, a pint jar for 29 cents. Wow. Pickled herring a quart, just 59 cents. How about some meat, folks? Incidentally, those are no points that I just read, but here's utility beef. Sirloin steak, 11 points a pound, 29 cents. Round steak, 13 points. A pound, 29 cents. Hamburger, just 7 points. Per pound, 23 cents. They're all great, and they're at People's Meat Market in Superior. Deliveries are made every day. Get on the ball, folks. Get these bargains.
Superior got a surprise visit from Air Corps Ace Captain Richard Bong yesterday afternoon. It was his first visit to Superior since he arrived home at 1 a.m. yesterday after an eight-day journey from the jungles of New Guinea. Superior Evening Telegram reporter Anna Mang covered this exciting occasion.
Things like shopping for woolen hunting clothes or getting a haircut don't normally make the news, Lou. But if it's Captain Bong getting the trim, then it's on the front page. Reporters from many national publications still follow the 23-year-old ace fighter pilot from nearby Poplar. Mr. and Mrs. Carl Bong, Sister Nelda, and Brother Bud tagged along as the farm family first stopped at Poplar Hardware to buy a hunting license, then headed for Superior to search the shelves of Ekstrom's, apparently their favorite store. Cameras and scribes followed the captain and his clan to the Android barbershop, where Ernie Goltz had the responsibility of safeguarding the ears of the Army Corps' ace. The veteran barber Goltz found it a bit challenging as flash bulbs continued to explode while he clipped away. Even though the trip was supposed to be a short one, Papa Bong made sure they stopped by the local VFW. Carl Bong took out a membership for his son a year ago, and now with his national notoriety as the pilot with the third most enemy kills, his stop caused quite a stir. In fact, WDSM radio reporter Jay Lurie was on hand to carry the event live, but had trouble persuading the shy captain to say a few words. In fact, Captain Bong's parents and Sister Nelda and Brother Bud stood behind him, saying they wouldn't say anything to Mr. Lurie if Dick didn't want them to. After assuring him he wouldn't have to give up any military secrets, Captain Bong agreed to say a few words, which amounted to, "Thanks, and it's good to be home." Carl, Bud, and Dick Bong all planned to get to bed early for the opening to this morning's hunting season, Lou.
The man has his priorities straight. Thanks, Anna Mang, with the Superior Evening Telegram. They did get off to an early start at the Bong hunting party, bagged a 6-point, 180-pound deer. Uncle Roy Bong shot the deer while Brother Bud finished it off. The hunting party includes Uncles Arvid and Henning Bong, great-uncle Ira Wiley, and Bud's friends Warren Jones and Lyle Fetchel-Cotter. Captain Bong says he's got plenty of time to get his own deer. Meanwhile, United States Senator Robert La Follette says the Northern Wisconsin Farm Boy's exploits should earn him the nation's highest award, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Wisconsin senior senator has contacted the War Department about it. The award has already been bestowed on Major Joe Foss of South Dakota, who leads all fighter pilots with 26 kills in the Pacific. That tied the all-time number with World War I ace of aces, Eddie Rickenbacker. Marine pilot Pappy Boyington has 23 kills as well. A somber reminder that this conflict is far from over came from a guest speaker at the Kiwanis Club in Superior today, Naval Commander John Kapusinski, brother of the local car dealer Marion Kapus, warns people not to expect the war in the Pacific to end next year, more likely 1947 or 1948. Captain Kapusinski says the Japs are not going to quit as long as they have the power to make war, especially as Allied forces get closer to Japan. He says it's important for American war production to continue at a maximum pace until the NIP is defeated. A Rice Lake woman has been notified by the Navy Department that her son is missing. Mrs. Henry Schneider's son, Ensign Daniel Schneider, is a pilot in the Air Corps stationed in England. A Superior man was wounded in Italy soon after the Allied landings in September at Salerno. Mr. and Mrs. Albert Tappan have been notified by the War Department that their nephew, Corporal Milton Tappan, was wounded on September the 13th. Corporal Tappan lived with his aunt and uncle in Superior. He graduated from East High School, enlisted in the infantry October the 20th, 1939, shortly after Germany defeated Poland to start the Second World War. A Solon Springs woman is doing more than her fair share to help the war effort. Mrs. Josephine Gagnon has four sons and two daughters in the service. Second Lieutenant Cecile Gagnon is in the Army Nurses Corps stationed in Australia. And she might bump into her brother, Corporal John Gagnon, who's also stationed in Australia for the past 18 months. Edward Gagnon is with the Navy in nearby New Guinea. Chief Warrant Officer Omer Gagnon is stationed in Alabama, while Sergeant Philip Gagnon is at Camp Julian in Texas training in anti-aircraft artillery. That's not all. Joan Gagnon is in the Nurses Cadet Corps training at St. Joseph School of Nursing in Elgin, Illinois.
I've lost track here, Lou. You've got Cecile as a nurse in Australia. John is also in Australia.
And then you've got Edward in New Guinea, Omer in Alabama, Philip in Texas, and now Joan training in the Nurses Corps.
That's six kids in the service.
Not only that, but another son, Charles Brissett, is an instructor at the Signal Corps School in Ashland, and Harold Brissett is working at a war plant in Los Angeles.
Well, me thinks Mrs. Joseph Gagnon deserves a medal, and probably a nap. Is that it?
That's the news, Jack. Although we will have one of your favorite guests in shortly. Draft Board Chairman Number 2, Mr. Raffley.
Thanks for the warning, Lou. Lou Martin, the newsiest guy on the block. Let's check the weather, folks. The forecast for this Thursday, November 18th, 1943, from the United States Weather Bureau, is partly clear. Partly clear and cooler tonight, with a low around 22 degrees and a high tomorrow at 32 under partly sunny skies. Good hunting weather for Captain Bong. Now let's roll on with the good music of Joe Stafford and Long Ago and Far Away on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
I find Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me.
Ah, that's the really good music of Joe Stafford and her big hit Long Ago and Far Away on station KUWS. Now here's an important message from First National Bank of Superior. If you own property outside the United States, bank accounts, or real estate, the government requires that you file a special form by December 1st. This will help our government deal with foreign countries both now and at the peace table. First National Bank will be happy to handle this urgent matter for you, free of charge. Another week, and it'll be Thanksgiving, folks. National Tea Company's broad-breasted turkeys arrive today, and they're urging people to buy their turkey now. There is a shortage this year, remember, and National Tea will hang your turkey in their cooler for you, so it will keep nice and fresh. If you think of it, save the old jackster a leg, will you? On with the music now, though, for all you turkeys who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our holiday tables. Here's Dooley Wilson, and As Time Goes By on the Martin and McKenna Show.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world always welcome lovers as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
Can't go wrong with that, good listeners. For your enjoyment, that's Dooley Wilson and the classic from Casablanca, As Time Goes By, on station KUWS. Hiya, Lewis.
Let me introduce our community editor, the lovely Harriet Farring. You're still in your work clothes, Harriet.
Lewis, this is radio. You shouldn't be telling everyone.
You look rather tough in that getup.
She looks like a working woman, Jack. This is the first time that I've seen you in your butler shipyard attire since you started there last month.
It's very functional. I like overalls, but these boots take some getting used to.
I'd say it's rather fetching, Harriet.
Fetching in a welder kind of way. You learning the lingo down there?
The men there are perfect gentlemen, at least when we women folk are around. Except once in a while when someone does something painful, then I just close my ears for a moment and it'll pass. Anyway, I have so much important community news. A battalion commander in the Norwegian army who fought the Nazis during the invasion of Norway almost 4 years ago will speak at Concordia Lutheran Church. Lieutenant Colonel Carl Stenerson will talk about his escape and his current work training British and American soldiers in England. Colonel Stenerson is well acquainted with the German soldier and the Gestapo. Reverend Paul Bowe will give the invocation at Sunday's talk, which starts at 7:30 in the evening. And here's something touching. By chance, the wife of one of Captain Bong's wingmen is in Superior visiting her sister, who lives in Billings Park. Mrs. Stanley Johnson of Lewiston, Montana, got word that her husband has been missing since November 7th after fighting in New Britain. Mrs. Dora Bong tells me that she asked that Captain Bong pay her a visit, which will happen on Monday. It's amazing how a place so far away can link two people here. And finally, members of the PTA in Portland, Oregon, say youths are kissing in movie theaters, and they want it stopped. They say if managers can't put a stop to it, they'll be glad to police the theaters themselves. One theater manager told them that they're 40 years too late, that petting, sparking, necking, or whatever it's called these days, has been going on for some time. He's offering a season's pass to any PTA mother who could truthfully say she's never been kissed in a theater.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever kissed someone in a theater, Lewis?
Well, let me see now. There was Dagmar during the Jazz Singer and Lily during the Chaplin movie. I forget the name of it.
I guess you would, Lewis.
She's tough in those clothes, Lou.
She can be tough without those clothes, too.
Lewis!
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're wearing those clothes or not. See, you,
wait a minute.
You could be wearing a dress.
On with the music, then, folks. This is the Andrews Sisters and Shoo Shoo Baby on station KUWS.
I don't think there's anything wrong with necking in a theater at all.
You've seen him up and down the avenue. And now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, shoo, shoo, baby. Bye, bye, bye, baby. Papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, bye, bye, baby. Do-da-do-day. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, bye, bye. Shoo, shoo, shoo, baby, do-da-do-day. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, baby, do-da-do-day. Shoo, baby, do-da-do-day. Shoo, baby, shoo, shoo. Wait, I want a little bit of quiet in the house, please.
She wants a little bit of quiet in the house.
My papa's on his way across the seven seas, so don't you cry, don't you say goodbye. Now, shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, shoo, shoo, my baby. Shoo, goodbye, baby. Don't you cry no more. Your big guitar, a papa's off to the seven seas.
Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But papa's gotta be rough now.
another day. Shh, baby. Shh, baby. Shoo, shoo, shoo, baby. Goodbye, goodbye. Your papa's off to the seven seas. The seven seas. Your big dog papa's off to the seven seas.
All right, a hot time in the old movie theater tonight, folks. That's the sweeping harmonies of the Andrews Sisters and Shoo Shoo Baby on the Martin and McKenna Show. You all right, Lou?
My mouth is sore from putting my foot in it.
Yeah, sure, let's say, yeah, okay.
Where'd that come from?
Yep. As well as it should be there, Martin, I've never heard anyone self-destruct so quickly in front of someone he's trying to make time with.
The voice is Douglas County Draft Board Number 2 Chairman, Colonel J.A. Raffaele.
And naming names like that.
I'm interested in finding out who this Dagmar was.
I wasn't thinking.
Well, I'll tell you what, in my day, decent people didn't neck in theaters. But these days, well, I stay away from the balcony and the back seats. It's disgusting. All that kissy face and public like that. In my day, that's what haystacks were for. By the way, Martin, McKenna, you are looking at the new chairman of the Douglas County Draft Board Number 1.
What happened to the poor guy who was chairman, Colonel?
Well, he got drafted.
Boy, nobody's safe.
So this is a long-awaited promotion, Colonel?
Yep, but you don't have to call me chairman, Colonel. You can still call me just Colonel.
So, just Colonel, did you get to see Captain Bong yet?
You're a real funny man, McKenna. As a matter of fact, he says to have me call him Dick, by the way. We're getting pretty close.
Better stay away from the haystacks, then.
You know, that's not funny, McKenna. In fact, me and the guys from the Bloomberg Legion Post got him, his dad, and his brother those boots so he could go hunting in comfort.
The boots for Bong campaign. How did you do it?
Well, let's just say that when you're the head of the county draft board, people are more than willing to help out the old colonel. Ah, he's a good kid, that Dick Bong. Good kid. I wish you media types would give him a little breathing room, though. Brother, there wasn't any room to move in his folks' house when he arrived. He needs to unwind with his family.
Yeah, but you were there.
So what's next for Captain Bong?
Well, I was there, McKenna, because I had his hunting boots. And what's next for Bong? Well, we're going to have a Dick Bong Day, Martin. Probably in January. I have a big parade and everything. And I was thinking, after he's done hunting, he might want to, well, you know, get to know some of the local girls.
Hey, all he has to do is go to the movies, and Lou will show up.
You're not helping.
Wait.
McKenna, for once in your life, you're not far off. I was thinking of something in the line of broads for Bong.
Broads for Bong? You boys are the limit.
This is not my idea. I'm only in the same room as they are. That's all, Harriet.
Don't give me that boyish innocence, Louis. Dagmar and Lily, really?
Well, we're just trying to help the lad. I mean, he's been in the jungles of New Guinea for more than a year. Serving Uncle Sam, why, I remember fighting the Kaiser. Blackjack Pershing and the boys of the woods of the Argonne and many lonely nights. And...
Excuse me, Colonel, but Captain Bong is perfectly able to get his own date, I'm sure. In fact, on Saturday night, he'll be going to the Superior State Teachers College to crown the new homecoming king and queen.
Well, that's good, Pickens. Let's roll on now with our next number, folks, before we guys join Lou's Foot in the Mouth Club. Here's a lively number that never misses, the Beer Barrel Polka on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Thank you.
Musette Quintet. That's the moving music from our hit parade with the Beer Barrel Polka on station KUWS.
Say, how come you're wearing dirty pants, Miss Farget? Not very feminine.
Farget.
Not very feminine looking.
A woman doesn't have to wear a dress and silk stockings to be feminine, Colonel. I work in the piping section at Butler Shipyards, if you must know.
Did you hear that, Martin? McKenna?
Well, it's a poor excuse for coming here with welder's pants. Makes her act tough, too.
See here, you two.
Oh, Lewis, my chivalrous one. I can handle this.
I mean, what a patriot. People talk up a good storm about supporting the war effort. Talk, and do nothing. But you, my girl, sitting there in your scruffed welder's pants and boots, well, it's people like you who help people like Captain Bong do their jobs. It's deeds, not words, that win this war, by golly.
That's nice, Colonel. But why did you come here tonight?
Well, I came here for a reason, McKenna.
Okay.
But for the life of me, I can't remember what that reason is. And it's all your fault. Talking about kissy face and all, I can't remember.
Well, would you look at the time?
Before we say goodnight, Jack and good listeners, we have great news from the War Department. Allied forces in the South Pacific have effectively neutralized the powerful air and sea base at Prabal in New Guinea. U.S. Assistant Navy Secretary Artemis Gates says the collapse of that fortress is expected at any time. This is tremendous news because Allied forces fighting in the New Guinea, New Britain area, bypassed Prabal, hoping to isolate it, saving Allied lives that would be lost during an invasion. This strategy appears to have worked, Jack.
Well, hallelujah, I could kiss someone.
Don't look at me.
Stop looking at Harriet.
Remember, I'm wearing pants.
That's it, folks. Oh, boy. We'll be back same time, same place. On your radio dial, the good Lord willing, of course.
Hey, I know. Let's all go to the movies tonight.
And the Colonel doesn't get us all arrested, either. For Lou, Martin, and Harriet Farrig, this is Jack McKenna reminding you to back the attack and buy war bonds. Good night.
You know, I hear Snow White's playing at the Beacon.
You have been listening to Radio Superior 1943, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by John Munsell, Tom Martinson, Joel Anderson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1943 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1943. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.